The transition for me from hip-hop to spoken word happened because I was in New York. I'd heard about this place, this New Eureka Poetry Cafe, which is like, I'd heard about it because of Mos Def, who I was a big fan of at the time. So I went down there, signed myself up to the slam. And I'd done one slam before. In London, my friend had taken me to this slam at Ladbroke Grove, and she was like, look, if you do your rapping a cappella, you could win £100, you know, if you win this slam. And I was like, what? And like, at the time, obviously, I'm not even getting paid my bus fare to be a rapper. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I went down there and I entered this slam and I won it. And, like, I was like, what is this? Why are these people all rapping with no beats? Like, who are these people and what are they talking about? I went down to this New Eureka place and it was just mental. Like, I entered the slam and I won it and I had to come back on the Friday night and I entered it again, I won it. So my first contact with spoken word poetry was through slams. And it was quite an exciting way because the competitive nature, which was still a bit like hip-hop, because, you know, like battling, I used to do a lot of battling and stuff like that. So it was like, it was kind of a comfortable space to learn about something that was new to me. Now I realise that actually, like, spoken word is actually the home of some of the most impressive lyric writers in the UK.